Yes, is Dr. Bryke, and good evening, everybody. This is the Veterans Health Forum, the VHF, and together with me now, we have our co-host, Dr. Marko Kubitschek. Hi, Marko.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Florian.
We will be having a very interesting transmission. From now on, our veteran podcast will be produced here in Florida in our studio in West Palm Beach as well as in Slovenia. So Marko, Dr. Kubitschek is in Slovenia. We will be having the constant communication. We'll be having guests and friends invited. And the reason why we started today and we initiated this podcasting today is because tomorrow we have the Memorial Day, our day dedicated to our American veterans. It will be the May the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And we hope to have a splendid and very, very helpful beginning for our veterans. It's all about the veterans' health and the new possibilities what balneal medicine can provide for veterans. It's not just the American veterans, veterans of all kind. We will touch on that subject later. Just a couple of words, Marko. You remember how long ago we started the discussion about
yeah,
it, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it was a long discussion, but I would say we always keep the strategy, the same strategy of yeah. going for this program. Of course, we had some obstacles, let me put it this way. The corona period was you know, slowing down or almost stopping some plans in that period. I believe otherwise we would already be in the full speed with the program. But nevertheless, I think it's too late. So always is time. And I'm really looking forward that we started with this initiative now.
Well, actually, the corona was a very important turning point because the corona, from the medical point of view, brought us to the realization that the most important thing what we have in our health is our immune system. And a new article, which I'm going to bring up in the next couple of episodes, clearly stated that it's not the virus which killed tens of millions of people, but the weakening immune system. And particularly with the emphasis on our veterans, we need to know that a lot of chronic disease are doing exactly that, reducing the possibility of the immune system to respond to virus infections, bacterial infections, and so forth. And the pandemic actually completely twisted our concept in what we're doing, reprogrammed, re-emphasized the direction in which we go.
But I would also add that I think that this period gave us a certain, let's say, time to think about all tourism products, about more sustainable approach. And in this prospect, I would say that kind of health tourism where people are traveling for the reason to, you know, improve their physical and mental condition is now in race. So means it's more looked after, and I believe also more people are somehow both aware and keen to do something for their health. And I think this is what we also favor in this moment. So I believe that this is a big opportunity. I'm sure that always people will want to care about their health and for all reasons they always want to travel to the destination where they can improve their health.
Right. And for years we were talking about the same big, even before the pandemic, the same big concept that inevitable in the future, there will be a complete distinct shift between the mass tourism, what we have seen plaguing Europe, if you want to call it, in the last 30 years, to the so-called medical travel. Medical yeah. travel being, yes, I'm going to go to have a vacation, a beautiful vacation, a super quality time, but I will use that quality time to improve my health. And that is a double winning situation. We will be talking about that in the episodes to come for many, many, many hours and so on. Right today, we just go to give you the general picture of what we are doing, what the plan is. I think that the pandemic was the shift which gave us the present form of the VHF concept. So it's the dedication for the American veterans or for the veterans in general was there from the beginning. I have to say that a couple of more informations here. The entire production is done by the HNC, which is the Health News Channel. We are developing, we actually, me and Marco, we developed that for a long time in connection to the ESPA, the European Spa Association, in the years before the pandemic. And this agency, this health agency, the channel for the health agency, will be bringing up all new developments in treatment of chronic disease from the medical perspective. Marco, who is a university professor, University of Maribor. Yes, Marco, am I right?
Yes, that's right.
He is the ultimate specialist in a particular kind of tourism, and that is the vernacular tourism, right? The renewable tourism. And the only form of tourism which could survive the post-COVID catastrophe, and I will let Marco, I will ask Marco to put a couple of words about this kind of shift into the new tourism industry.
Thank you, Florian. So, well, we are aware that, you know, there are always limitations. And I believe that clever destinations now would really go very carefully forward in the future with whom and what markets they will engage. In this context, I believe that health tourism or travel for health reasons is one of absolute most sustainable products in the tourism. We see a lot of destinations here in Europe, how they are struggling because of overcrowding, because of problems with environment, because of problems with inadequate infrastructure. And I think that in this case, destinations we are carefully selected and offered in this program are those who will offer full satisfaction and full experience. Beside treatments, which are part of the reason for the travel, there are always, I would say, nature and cultural elements which would be part of the experience. I'm talking about natural heritage, cultural heritage, be it in connection with gastronomy, with enology, with active holidays, and all kinds of interaction with hosts, with local hosts. And this is all part of the experience, overall experience, which I believe, and sold in a boutique version, so to speak, for the small groups and for, let's say, top and prestige experience and product. So this was the original idea. And once again, I'm sure that we can offer such let's say, opportunities and programs for our respected guests.
And from the point of medicine here, because in the final analysis, our podcast is about the veterans' health. Let me add now the medical part. So what in the opening monologue, what I said is we developed this veteran podcast series with one particular goal in mind, and that is to inform the American veterans of the infinite and unique possibility of balneal medicine, in particular the European balneal medicine, and what that can bring to their well-being, extension of life, improving the life quality, and literally giving them something, a goal to look forward to, and combine that with a beautiful vacation in Europe. Now, why is the medicine, what does medicine to do with tourism? And here comes the very important idea. We do not have in America the so-called balneal medicine. I will try to explain that, what it means. But basically, what we want to say is that there are two types of medicine today. One which is the most present and well-known medicine, the pharma medicine. It's when we are trying to, as a doctor, we are trying to treat a different disease and different problems with pharmaceutics. And another part of medicine, which is less known, particularly in America, it's called the balneo medicine, balneology, balneo medicine, very difficult to spell actually for people who never have been exposed to that. The balneo medicine is in the reality the quintessential form of Western civilization medicine. It's based on the Egyptian, ancient Egyptians, Romans, and Greek medicine developed over millennia, using the natural forces, using the natural products, using everything what is what we did not observe after the development of the pharma medicine any longer, but which was keeping us alive and the human civilization alive prior to the pharma medicine era. So only in Europe we have the natural resources, the mineral waters, the mineral muds, the most important now, the technology, because the ancient form of medicine, the balneo medicine, has been now brought to the ultimate modern form of balneo medicine using the today's technology. If you people definitely heard about the traditional Japanese medicine, well, this is the traditional European medicine or the Western civilization medicine, and this is what we are bringing now to the veterans in America, is the possibility to take advantage of this unique form of repairing, maintaining, and boosting their immune system.
And I would add here, Florian, also, if you allow me, that this is preventive program. This means that it is very important. People before are getting problems start with these treatments, and this is what is part of the, let's say, cure here in Europe. Basically, that for all business people, also people under the stress, and also veterans, it's important that they start this, and this that this becomes part of their life agenda. It is it is kind of not one treatment, but repeated sessions, in during which they can really improve the health system, even maybe some habits in terms of nutrition, in terms of active, let's say, holidays and or being more active in the life. And this is also, I think, very important to say, where the pharmaceutical treatment is post, after you already been sick, treatment. And I think this also matters.
Yeah, because coming back to the pandemic, we realized something extremely important, that only people who really had pre-existing conditions, and I am talking about lungs condition, liver condition, endocrinologist condition, any condition, chronic problems plaguing them for years and decades, And we all got infected with a virus, because there's no way, when you have a respiratory pandemic like that, you will escape the infection or the infection. But only people with very poor or reduced immune system will become victims of such a pandemic. Because the immune system can help you. The immune system will counter-affect the virus if it has a full capacity. The problem is, if the immune system is handicapped, doesn't have the full capacity, the virus or microbial or whatever will invade you, and you will not have the possibility to fight back. So what is so important for the veterans? Many veterans are coming down with a post-traumatic syndrome. They are coming down with overstressed conditions. They are coming down with different chronic disease, and their mortality, the morbidity, I mean, in other words, getting sick of this, and the mortality, dying for it in the pandemic like that, is very much prevalent in the veteran society. So can we do something about it? Well, the pharmaceutical medicine can do some, and we hope that can do a lot, but the vaccines are not the entire answer. And as you said before, you try to prevent bringing your immune system so low that now you are sick and ready for the pharma intervention. You will try to prevent that and walk on those beautiful mountains what you had in the background there, and be happy and take advantage of the natural fortification of your immune system.
Yeah, the program is designed in this way that, besides, as I said, treatments, all kinds of therapies, there is always part of the day devoted for, let's say, walking, outdoor recreation, even mental kind of discussions, kind of, you know, things which could enrich both your body and your spirit, and of course with thermal water, which is absolutely one of the important elements of this treatment, and all these kind of things being under the control of the doctor. Every patient is individually examined before the treatment, prescribed with a tailor-made program for recovery, and then followed during the course of whatever is the length, 10 days, 3 weeks times, depends on the of course the program which patient choose, so to the end of the treatment, and given also the advice in which way he or she should somehow manage this condition at home, in his own home environment, which means that this is not the end, but this is the beginning of the treatment for from yourself. And of course, then again, the let's say, possibility for another session in due time.
Yeah, this is actually a learning curve for the patient, because if you come to the biomedical centers and places of healing in Europe, and you learn what is good for your body, what is good for your immune system, and you feel how your health is improving after, say, the initial week, after the initial 10 days. And then you see, as you said, the comparison between the values on the beginning of the treatment and after 3-4 weeks or 2 weeks or 3 weeks of active treatment, and you see yourself the improvement, you feel the improvement, you're also learning what is what you want to change in the way how you live after you are coming back to America. We'll say, how can I continue the treatment? It's not necessarily imperative that you continue the same mineral water treatment or whatever you did in there, which you do not have those resources in America. But it's the complexity of what you learn during the treatment, how you can help yourself.
Plus, absolutely.
Your doctor in America will also be in contact with your treating doctors in the European centers, and a common coordinated therapy will be formulated for the veteran, and he will continue doing home what it has been started over there. And to use the expression of one of our forum members, probably the most prestigious one, Professor Carl Resch, who will come also on our podcasts in the future, you will go back into so-called the boot camp. In other words, every year or so, or even twice a year, you will return to your biomedical center. You will feel yourself the need of going back, and your body will be brought every time to the next level, to the next level. And this is a maintenance of your improved immune system.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to give the audience kind of a historical perspective here, even so, again, balneology is totally unknown in America. I just want to say that France, the country with probably highest rate, if you want to call it, or biggest name in balneology, in thalasso medicine, in all those traditional European medicines, is offering to all the state employees 3 weeks of biomedical vacation a year since 1945. So, in other words, if the French government found that it's so categorically important for their employees to take the biomedical vacation, and this is done for a lifetime now, decades and decades in there, it is obviously proven in over tens of millions of cases that this therapy, this vacation, this biomedical immune system rehabilitation does work.
Absolutely. Well, I would say in many countries now in Europe, of course, these are the programs which are payable, so to speak. Health system is not anymore supporting this widely. So that's why I believe that this French initiative is really worth to mention, and because it's unique, you know. Right. But on the other hand, again, the service which is provided is really top quality. They are the best doctors, the best nutritionists, the best, you know, people who work with you in terms of physical exercise and so. For instance, the best cardiologists, which examines you prior to the treatment. And we should also mention that there are also certain additions in the form of supplements.
Yeah.
Which people can take, and these supplements, for instance, I'm sure that we will also have opportunity in next podcasts to talk with Dr. Majic, who is one of the examples of the people who develop top class unique system here in Slovenia, which is absolutely giving very good results and is one of the well or the most known people in the therapy, balneotherapy in Slovenia. So these are also important elements, and we all already are in the position to offer this to those who will decide, for instance, to experience such a program and such treatment.
Yeah, and well, thank you for mentioning the word supplements, because this brings me to the next announcement. Dr. Majic is one of our forum members. And Dr. Majic, as you said, has a big palette of supplements, of immune stimulating and immune repairing supplements. And we will make those kind of supplements available to the veterans taking the treatment. In other words, you come in, you be introduced to those supplements while taking the program. And then, of course, the supplements will be available for you in the U.S. through our program that you can continue home with those supplements. And we have to remember that those supplements will be tested on your particular medical condition while you are there. You are not just getting something from the shelf and hope for the best and see if it works on you. No, no. You will be tested. The ideal supplements will be provided, and you will have also something home in America to continue without interruption until you go back again.
Absolutely.
And the other thing which you also mentioned, the costs. Well, this is one of the most phenomenal parts of our program, because two things are here important to recognize and to make everybody understand. Number one, why would, and this is a question, a lot of people are going to ask that question, why would an American veteran fly to Europe for medical treatment? Well, this question, it's extremely important. And I would start saying this. In 2018, just a year before the pandemic, the statistics are showing that Americans spent over $447 billion, billion with B, billion dollars in that year, in 2017, a year before, in elective medical procedures abroad. So they were flying the way the world around for best medical treatments, less expensive medical treatments, whatever they found that they get a better service or less expensive service than in America. That's one fact. Number two, the fact number two, we do not have in America a biomedical program because we do not have biomedical centers. We do not have the medical specialty of balneology, and balneomedicine was never developed in America. So we don't have an American alternative. And now, number three, most important, any procedure, medical procedure, regular cross-the-board medical procedure, will cost in Europe a quarter or four times less money than the same procedure in America if available. If we go into elective procedures, procedures which are not necessarily life and death procedures, then the relationship could be 1 to 8. So in other words, if I have $1,000 and I'm applying it to a medical treatment, I can help 4 veterans in Europe with that $1,000, so to speak, versus 1 in America. But that 1 in America doesn't have a chance because we don't have the system.
So, and on the other hand, in Europe, there is a tradition, which you mentioned, from the Roman, from the, yes, you know, early period, now being sophisticated and developed into the top class product. And I can say for those who maybe don't know Slovenia, which is a very small country, one third, if not more, 40% of all total tourism income comes from spa and wellness programs and balneology treatments. So basically, it is a huge product in a country which is, I would say, also very beautiful in nature and rich in cultural heritage. But still, this is important element into the economy. And I think that some other European countries, Germany, Switzerland, France, are also Austria, similar with the top class products, and we all can offer all this experience.
Yes, so exactly. I mean, there are so many locations, so many destinations, which we can incorporate later on our program. So the VRP, the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, this is actually the name of the program. It's a very diverse, it's a very complex, it's a very all-encompassing program which has been developed between you and me and other people cooperating with us over the years, before the pandemic, during the pandemic, after the pandemic. So in other words, is now enriched into the post-COVID treatments, the post-COVID traumatic syndrome treatments, and so forth. So in other words, we are talking about, particularly important for the veterans, we are talking about de-stressing, detoxification. We are talking about sleep therapies. In other words, how to relax your body. We know that the immune system regenerates particularly while we are at rest, we are asleep. That's why in the ancient time, and not only in the ancient time, when we were kids also, when somebody is sick, somebody goes to bed. Now, apparently, and you will tell me how you have your hip operation a couple of years ago, they put you right on the street 2 days later.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
There is a new shift in the mentality saying, you are sick, well, I'm going to give you those pills, and you know, I'm going to kick your butt out of here. There are a couple of reasons. You save costs. You put a patient back in traffic. The patient doesn't linger somewhere in the bed. But the whole idea is, and the ancient Romans and the Greeks were absolutely right, you need excessive time of sleep and rest in order to reload your immune system.
Absolutely. Okay?
So going through the detoxification, de-stressing, post-traumatic syndromes, and all the other chronic disease, they are all a package which we are calling CDD, the chronic degenerative disease. And the entire VRP, the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, is based on treating, identifying, improving those conditions, and as you said before, very important, maintaining a health status of our body.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because as all the rumors are going around and so forth, this was indeed the first pandemic, but it will certainly not be the last one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that the lessons which we learned would absolutely be very, valuable for the future. But in this case, I think that message was, unless you are in the stage, in the condition where you can yourself, your body fights the virus, then you have chances to survive. If you would be, of course, in the poor condition, because we learned that people died because of the site diseases, not because of the virus, but because of their immune system was already down or was in such poor condition, you know.
Right. I mean, referring to the pharma medicine, just when you were talking right now, I realized something. The big, writer of the ancient times, Cicero, used to say that the gods will help those who can help themselves. In other words, if you help your immune system, the pharma medicine will help you even more.
Yeah, and also I think it's all clear to everybody that no doctor can do so much for you than yourself.
That yourself.
You should be the one who take the responsibility of, you know, getting involved into the treatments where you will be stronger, fighting all kind of things which could affect your health, and this is part of the responsibility of each individual, basically, which of course can afford and also have opportunity to start such treatments. And I believe that through this program, it is a wide opportunity for all those who want to take this step.
Right. So without having to deviate too much from the main idea, because this is in the final analysis, a program for the American veterans, we have to say here in the eve of the Veterans Day tomorrow that we have in America over 22 million veterans. that the number of the veterans will increase dramatically. If we consider that by 22 million, you're going to have a spouse, you can add another 20 million, you're going to have a kid, at least one, you add another 20 million. So in other words, if we go like that, the immense number, the platform for which our podcast is dedicated to, it's colossal. And and it's not just just American veterans, but this is the initiative was for the American veterans, but any veteran is welcome to come. And we will talk in the future about the similar program, which was developed way before the pandemic, 10 years ago. Professor Resch will probably come to talk about how he developed that program in a location called Balzulza in Germany. And that was dedicated to the British veterans, and they had a phenomenal success with them. However, lack of funds and lack of government interest and so on ended the program. However, I have to mention right now at the beginning that this program is solely in private hands. Yes, we would like to have also the cooperation of the government. We would like to have agencies at least informing our veterans of what we are doing, but be assured that this is all a private initiative. First of all, it's done under the control of the ABMI, which is the American Balneo Medicine Institute, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we will be doing it with a private initiative, private means, private interests. We want to help the veterans because we do know the old statistics are still saying that we are losing every day between 20 and 22 veterans committing suicide a day. I don't believe that the numbers are accurate in 2024. No reason to dispute them, and that's not the subject and the place to dispute them. But I do believe that the numbers are very high. We know about the fentanyl crisis. We know about the opioid crisis. We know about the crisis and the post-traumatic syndrome crisis. We know about the post-COVID crisis. So all those crises on top of each other are adding to the tremendous plight in the veterans' health department. So this is what the podcast will be about. So, okay, Marco. Just give me a couple of more thoughts into here before we conclude, and I will tell you something. I will make a little announcement about the podcast at the very end.
Okay. Well, we said, I hope that basic information for those who would be interested, we would absolutely welcome those interested to join the podcast. There'll be more colleagues coming in with the broader expertise and deeper knowledge on elements of the treatments, of course. But from our point of view, once again, to say that, of course, this is one of the opportunities. We are not offering every solution, but for those who wants to go towards this, who wants to change something in their life, who wants to be more responsible for their health condition, this is absolutely a good opportunity. The program is intensive. Program is combined with social side, with the exploration of gastronomy, of enology, of nature of the regions, of the destination, which will be part of the experience. Big hospitality from the hosts, from the people who would welcome. We understand that this may be opportunity for travel for the families If the one would be treated, the rest of the family could spend time in socializing or other aspects of the product and so forth. So basically, I think very rich opportunity and variety of things which one could experience.
And when you talk about Slovenia, Marco, please don't forget the wine experience. I mean, if people believe in America that France and Italy have a monopoly on wines, well, they are deadly wrong. I have to say that, deadly wrong, right?
I
would say, forgive me for interrupting, I'm on a track in here saying that if you do not want to drink just commercial wine, if you want to go into boutique wine, into small vineyards wine and private produced wine, well, that's one country in Europe you want to visit, and that is Slovenia. But we'll talk about it in detail many times. And we should invite also one day also our friend
Matias
with the vineyards and so on. And the biggest thing is in when you go to Slovenia, as Marco said right now, you bring your family in there and so on, and you do the treatment, and you have plenty of time to do extra treatment activities. Visiting the vineyards and drinking the wine in there is definitely medical okay, unless you are a severe alcoholic. But other than that,
It won't be a chance, because, as I said, program is such so intensive that wine becomes part of your, let's say, treatment. Yeah. Glass of wine, as you said, local wine produced in environmentally friendly vineyards, without sprays, without chemicals, and so forth, is absolutely a big opportunity. We are not big wine country, of course. It is a boutique production, but I'm sure that many people would be surprised on the quality, on the variety which we can offer. But of course, we cannot compete in the quantities with France or Italy or other European countries, or America even, you know. But still, it is part of the local experience. And the reactions on from the people who were here, who spent, and yourself also being experienced the product of wine retreats. So you are living in wine house as a top class apartment is also what we can offer. And again, the reactions on this from the market is excellent.
In the matter of distressing, I would say that for in any distressing therapy, and stress is one of the crucial elements, crucial chronic problems of any veterans, the stress. In the matter of distressing, having a recreational vacation, a distressing vacation in one of those vineyard cottages in Slovenia, it's probably 3 weeks in there is probably worth 5-6 years of anti-depression medicine.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is unimaginable how a veteran will feel after just, say, 5-6 days. It's just, I mean, once you experience that, you realize that, okay, this is my medicine for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
Okay? Now I'm going to go at the end, because we will have tons of occasions to talk about everything in details, and we're going to go way more specific today. Just we wanted to give you a general picture of our program. We hope to be able to bring the podcast, the Veterans Health Forum podcast, to thousands upon thousands of veterans in America and so on. So the podcast, we are heading to have one podcast weekly. It will be all recorded. It will have also the video component, so you can see us on the YouTube and you can listen to us on the regular podcast. We will have guests invited. We will have all kind of information given. We will attack different subjects. We will go with you through all the programs we are initiating. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks or maybe less than 2 months about a new addition to our program. By the way, the program is, as you probably discover by now, will be done in Slovenia and in Bavaria, in the south part of Germany, by Nauheim. But Nauheim, not far away from Frankfurt, is the place of choice for Professor Resch. But we are also now in contemplating enlarging the program with a Thalasso medicine program in Split. That's the Dalmatian coast of Croatia. And that will include Mediterranean style, Mediterranean lifestyle, and the dieting and everything in there. And that will be, so to speak, from the mountains to the sea, everything what the traditional Western medicine can offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that for the beginning, this would be information. I believe also that maybe in future podcasts, Florian, we can offer maybe an opportunity or kind of contact on which people can ask questions, and yes, we can then address these questions with the next session. So basically that we become interactive. But yeah, I really look forward and I hope that we trigger your interest, and we would be very pleased to have you on board next time.
And the more, if you have any friends and relatives, veterans or not, whom you know that they will benefit from the knowledge and the information you are getting from us, please refer them to our podcast. And we hope that a lot of veterans will profit from here, will improve their lifestyle, will be happier, will de-stress, will understand for the first time what it means to travel for fun, and travel for fun taking care of your health. Those two things, vacation and health, if we can bring those two elements together, that would be the best thing what we ever do for our veterans. Absolutely. And have a happy Veterans Day, May the 27th, 2024, guys. Thank you, Marco. Thank you, everybody.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.